Who's the only one here who knows the illegal ninja moves from the government?
Chris.
Who throws a shoe? Honestly.
Ben.
Who would steal 30 bag lunches?
Danny.
Oh, you guys like to tell jokes and giggle and kid around, huh? Giggling like a bunch of young boys in the schoolyard.
Shoddy Radio.
Whose dad do you think would win in the fight, Ben? Your dad or my dad?
Probably your dad.
Whose dad do you think would win in the fight, Chris? Your dad or my dad?
Well, probably my... I don't know.
I think your dad probably might win.
Your dad's getting frail.
I agree with that.
And plus, I think Ben's dad could beat your dad in a fight also.
Yeah, I think you're probably... I don't know, maybe.
I can't imagine my dad ever being in a fight.
Whose dad would win in the fight, Chris? Your dad or Ben's dad?
Ooh, that's tougher to say.
Do you think your dad could fight all right if it came down to it?
He's strong, but he's old.
Right, but he has those hands that look...
He's got powerful arms and hands.
They really do. They look like they could... Like,
who does?
Chris's dad.
He's got hella fat fingers.
So does my dad. My dad has the biggest hands I've ever seen. My dad, like, one of my dad's fingers is bigger than, like, both my thumbs together. Like, as far as width goes. Crazy to me how fat his fucking fingers are. Like, his hands look like just, like... Like he has a handful of like Polish sausages. Like he could probably finger a woman with more pleasure than I can fuck a woman. My dad's going to love hearing that, by the way.
Well, Gail's a lucky woman. Yeah.
But when you get that age, you probably stop fingering. That's a young man's game.
I don't know.
You don't think our folks still do that stuff?
Well, the finger is something you do because that's the only thing they'll allow.
I guess, but I feel like...
This is coming from a guy who really enjoys hand jobs, though.
Who, your dad?
Oh, you.
Yeah, you.
You love hand jobs, and you've had other jobs, but yet you'll still go back to the hand job.
That's true, but I feel like women aren't as excited to get fingers up their twat. But this is just my recent experience.
Have you ever slipped a digit and it came back unresponsive? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, it was like I was fingering a corpse.
Were you? Did you find her in Brian's room?
Well, she was cold.
No, really?
And Brian looked really nervous.
Seriously, has that ever happened? Have you gone into something cold?
No. It's always going to be... Why are we talking about this?
I don't know. You're the one that brought up fingering.
No.
I have a real question of, have you really tried that? And it was just like, no, don't do that at all.
Yeah, I've had that. Because, see, I feel like a lot of women don't like the finger because the fingers are rough and sometimes dirty, especially if they're Danny's.
Wait till they see my cock.
That's why. Because a lot of ladies don't like that, I found.
Just the classy ones.
Yeah.
No, girl. Yeah.
Does Chris start with like three fingers or do you just ease them in one at a time?
I like to start with a good thumb.
A thumb?
How does that happen?
Do you call that one the hitchhiker?
If I'm with a heavy broad, I call it the Hitchhiker's Guide to the Galaxy.
I don't get why she has to be heavy for that. Doesn't make sense.
Yeah, have you seen the galaxy? It's huge.
So your nickname for the girl is the Galaxy?
Never mind. You know, you want to know something about fingering that I've always thought? Seriously, this is serious.
Of course.
I've never said this. Not a big deal, but I've always just thought it. Like, I always wondered how any girl would let Danny finger them. Because if you've ever seen Danny's fingers, there's no way they're getting out of that without some kind of a staph infection.
Oh, please.
I've never seen his fingers clean.
I've never been about to finger you.
What do you think is more dangerous? For a woman to get fingered by Danny or for her to rub her vagina on like a public telephone? Like, what do you think is a more dangerous situation?
Well, I think she could get a cold from the phone, but who knows what she can get from Danny's fingers.
Of course, I go and wash my hands before I...
I bet you don't wash them good.
Yes, I do. I do wash them well.
But no matter how much you wash your hands, you're still going to have all that shit caked underneath your fingernails.
My fingernails are not even that dirty. Look at my nails right now, Chris.
Hold on, let me turn on the light. You're joking, right?
But this is after a day's work and I haven't washed them
yet. Yeah, but today. That's how they always look.
But that's because I haven't washed them today. I just got home and we started podcasting.
You haven't washed your hands once today?
No, since I got home.
Do you wash your hands after you go to the bathroom?
No, since I took a shit.
I wash my hands probably 10 times a day.
Do you wash them every time after you go to the bathroom?
Yeah.
Even if it's just a pee?
Yes, because when I go into the restroom, the main reason I go in there is to wash my hands, not to pee. So if I pee, I always wash them because I'm already in a restroom. My hands get...
And to scope out the other guys.
My hands get so filthy throughout the day working because... it's just boxes are really dirty and dusty, so my hands get dirty fast.
When was the last time you went a number two and didn't wash your hands?
I don't think.
Be honest.
I can't remember because I'm a really bad wiper, so I generally get some type of shit on my hands. So
are you serious?
No, I'm not serious. You were so mad at me.
Have you ever done that thing, though, where you went to wipe and, like, you just... didn't ball it up. Are you a baller or a folder when it comes to the toilet paper?
I don't do either. I get a really long string and then I just keep guiding more and more through.
Like floss? Like you're trying to dig out ass plaque?
Yes.
How did this happen? We don't.
Danny's asshole has gingivitis.
We don't set
gingivitis.
Out.
Gingivitis.
We don't set out to be filthy. I never set out to say something
Are
filthy.
Are we recording?
On this show.
I thought we were just having a casual conversation.
You know what I'd like to know? I wouldn't really like to know this, but I'm a very bad. I wipe like crazy. I make sure there's no stain and maybe even a little blood before I leave. Daddy,
you wipe with purpose.
You want to what? You want to know? Well, I don't know what you want to know.
We're just rapping.
What's going on?
I'm trying to get Daddy to confess to something.
That my asshole bleeds when I wipe it.
I don't know. Does it?
No. I wipe my. You want me to say I don't wipe my ass? I don't know what you want from me.
I'm just shooting the breeze.
Shooting the shit.
Okay. When I wipe my ass, I wipe it pretty thoroughly, and I use a whole lot of toilet paper. I don't ball it up, but I'll get like a
little... Well, if you don't ball it up, then you fold it. What are your other options?
I don't fold it.
Origami.
Do you braid it?
Hang on, I'm going to show you what I do. Chris,
he makes a toilet paper crane, and then the crane eats it out.
Chris, talk to Ben for a minute. Let me get some toilet paper to show Chris.
I don't want to see this.
I'd be surprised if his bathroom even has toilet paper.
The toilet paper has dust on it.
Hang on, so this is what I do. I take it like this. Alright.
Yeah.
I go like this. Okay. And then I keep going like this.
Stop it. Oh, do you really do that? You really do?
I swear to God.
Oh my God.
What does he do? You need to describe it.
That's interesting. Daddy's a faggot.
That's really what I do. I didn't know how to explain it.
He did it real dainty too. He takes a long sheet off. And then he starts at the top square, and then his fingers walk it all the way down to the bottom square.
Who taught him that?
I don't know.
Did anyone ever teach you how to wipe your ass?
No, I don't know. I don't remember that.
That's what I'm saying. I don't know how.
So what happens to the other end as you're walking?
It goes like, I'm like this, so yeah. It's going into the toilet like that.
That seems efficient, but
somebody had to have taught you that.
That's too creative.
No, like, no one taught
me
that.
Think, though, no, listen, don't you think when we were children and our parents were potty training us, they had to have taught us either fold or ball up, right? Like, that's not instinct.
I don't do either.
But that's what I'm saying. That's why it seems so weird.
Well, first of all, I don't think my dad wipes his ass. So right there, he's out. Now, would my mom have taught me that? I don't know. I wonder. I'm gonna try to sneak in and see how my mom wipes her ass sometime. Show me how you wipe your ass.
No.
Come on.
Damn, this is ridiculous. I'll start out with a fold.
Right.
And then towards the end, just to get the rest, I'll scruffle.
But show me.
And then I'll just sand it.
But show me, like.
No.
Come on.
I'll just fucking sand. The last
but what
one.
Are you going from behind under your? Oh, leg?
I go back and forth, side to side.
You go between. You go between your legs like this?
I go
this?
Every direction.
No, no, seriously. Do you reach your hand between your legs like this when you're on tilt, or do you do this?
I feel that it's necessary.
Really, you'll go
whatever,
both sides.
I'll do whatever it takes.
Do you ever do two hands at a time?
Two hands at a time.
Have you ever wiped left-handed?
There's not room for two hands.
Have you ever wiped left-handed?
Why would I do that?
I had to wipe my ass left-handed for a couple of months, and it was the worst couple of months of my life.
Be honest, did you ever fuck up and get shit on your hands while wiping because you're not that coordinated with your left hand?
Yes, and here's the worst part. It was when I had my shoulder surgery, and I had my right arm in a sling, so I couldn't move my right arm, so I couldn't hook it back there to wipe. And you really take for granted how efficient of a right-handed wiper you are. And the worst part is when you have your right hand in a sling and you notice that you have shit on the meaty part at the base of your thumb. So here's the worst part, though. It isn't just that you have some shit on your thumb. It's try to work up a good lather with some hand soap when you can only use one hand.
Let's ask producer Brian what he does.
You want me to bring him in?
No, I'm kidding.
I can call my mom and see if she ever taught me how to wipe. You want me to do that?
Yeah, let's do that.
All right, hang on.
Hello?
Hi, Mom.
Hello? Hi.
Hey. I have a weird question for you.
Uh-huh.
I don't know how to broach this. Ben and Chris are on the phone with you.
Hi, Sophia.
I'm not understanding you.
I said, Ben and Chris are also on the phone. Can you hear me?
Now I can, yeah. It sounds like someone else is on the phone. Yeah.
Hi, Sophia.
That's Chris. Ben?
Hi.
Hi, Chris. And Ben's there, too. Ben has his big debut this weekend, right?
That's true.
Wow. How do you know that?
Someone told me.
Well, you're invited.
I mean, the Oroville paper is full of news about it. What I meant to say.
Speaking of paper.
All right. Yeah, that's a good segue. So we were talking about something. I'll just ask you: did you ever teach me how to wipe my ass, or did I? Because we're figuring out like how you. Everyone kind of has their own technique that they use, but did you teach me?
I don't have any memory of teaching you.
Well, that's probably a good thing.
Ask her how she wipes.
All right.
Well, and what I mean by that is that we've discovered Danny has a very unique way of wiping, and I think it has to be taught. I don't see how he could just come up on that on his own, you know?
Danny's more creative than I am, certainly.
Oh, boy. All right,
sell yourself short.
So do you fold or do you make like a ball or do you just have one? What I do is I have one strand that I start at the top of it and I sort of walk it all the way to the end.
I don't understand.
When you say walk it all the way to the end, I just imagine like this weird yo-yo trick.
No,
that's kind of what it looks like.
Are we on the air?
No, no, God, no. This is a completely private call. So,
yeah.
So what I mean by walk it is like I'll use one finger and then kind of pull it with my middle finger, then my pointer finger, then my middle finger, pointer finger, middle finger, like walking it and wiping with each finger as I do it. So
goodness. No, I didn't teach you that.
So you fold, right? Like you fold the piece in half and sort of just get in there that way?
I have been known to ball paper and to fold it on different occasions.
All right. I have a question. This is an honest question, Mom. We're just laughing at how ridiculous this is because we didn't set out to talk about this, but it just seems like we always end up on a horrible subject and just go with it. Anyway, my next question is, did you change how you wipe after your accident? What I mean by your accident is that time you shit your pants. No, what I mean by your accident is when is after your car accident, it changed everything in your life, and also it changed your sort of your schedule. I don't, for lack of a politer way to say it, I don't know how to say it. Your bowel movement schedule, is that right? Like you need to take muscle relaxants and things like that, or stool softener or something. I don't know.
Oh, I did use stool softeners for a while. That's really a result of the painkillers.
Oh, okay, that's what it was.
I learned in due time that, you know, the painkillers cause constipation, if that's what we're talking about.
Okay, so, no, I just remembered there was a while where, I don't know if it's because you're older now or because of the accident, but it seems like you have to use the restroom more now.
Yes. And yes, and that's bladder, not.
Oh, okay, never bowel. Mind then. Sorry. Okay. My question was, did you change wiping habits after you've been in the accident in any way? Because what we're trying to figure out is does everyone just learn one wiping style as a kid from their parents and then just stick with it their whole life?
That's an interesting question. I think there's a PhD thesis for that for you, Danny.
It's a filthy subject, but we honestly got curious about it.
Yeah, so
you didn't change after your accident. Well, you couldn't really move as well, right?
I don't think that's an interesting. I have no memory for when I first came out of, you know, got home from the hospital. While I was in the hospital, I didn't, you know, use the toilet. I used a bedpan and things like that.
Okay.
And then I used a pot, you know, what you call it, a chair toilet in the bedroom for a while because I couldn't make it to the bathroom, couldn't travel that far. I had to be right next to the bed.
Now that was because you just couldn't move that far, not because you couldn't hold it.
Yeah,
or something,
that
right?
was because I wasn't allowed to put any weight on one foot, and I just didn't have the muscle strength because I'd been paralyzed one whole side.
Okay.
I do think that the paralysis probably did affect the functioning of both bladder and colon.
Okay.
But I don't know. You know, no one's ever, you know, you're the first one to ask.
All right. Well,
the doctors and things took very little interest.
Well, thank you, Mom.
Yes, I'm now broadcast to all of Northern California, huh?
I don't know. I don't know if this will go out. We'll see. I'll let you hear it before.
I prefer it.
It won't, probably. It's a little filthy.
You will.
Maybe. We'll say goodnight, guys.
Good night, Sophia.
Bye, Sophia.
Goodbye.
Thanks for playing along.
Oh, dear.
Are you a fan of Shoddy Radio? Become one on Facebook. Just search Shoddy Radio at facebook.com. Do you have a question or comment for the guys? Email them at shoddyradio@gmail.com or give them a ring, 774-633-9669. That's 7 Shoddy Now.
But they really kind of want. Hello?
Hello?
Hey, buddy.
Hello?
Hey.
What's happening?
Are you driving?
Yeah, what are you doing?
Nothing.
I hope you have a hands-free headset.
What kind of joke is that?
It's my opener. Quit shitting on it.
What are you guys doing?
We're just chatting with each other.
Hey, Sean, are you a baller or a folder?
Folder?
We were talking folder? About wiping styles earlier.
Yeah, for wiping your own ass. Why would I say your own ass?
I'm a baller.
See, I'm a baller too.
Would you say you're a baller or a shot caller?
You know,
Sean, you say you're a baller. Did your mom or dad teach you to ball, or did you, like, when you were a kid, you just figured it out on your own, or?
I'm pretty sure they did not teach me one or the other. I just decided I'm a baller.
I know
who fold? I don't know.
I think people with OCD fold.
Chris, do you fold?
I fold now, but I used to ball, and then at some point I switched to folding deliberately.
Really?
Yeah, I thought, hey, I'll try folding.
Is it more comfortable? I don't get it.
Well, you got to know when to fold.
Why would you all of a sudden decide to do that?
I learned it from a gambler I met on a train.
So, Sean, what did you think of... Sean, we should introduce Sean as our longtime listener.
First time caller.
But
even
also,
though I didn't call, so yeah, it doesn't really work that way. But I'm still a no-time caller.
Long-time listener, no-time caller. But also, Sean is a famous sprint car driver.
Definitely not famous.
Well, you've beaten a lot of pretty famous sprint cars.
Isn't he on the Orville Wikipedia page?
Yep.
And Shoddy Radio isn't.
You know how hard it is to get on a Wikipedia page?
Who did that?
Well, somebody who signs up for a free Wikipedia account has to go to the trouble to type your name in, and then no one has to delete it.
By the way, by Sean's question, it's clear who did it. Who did that? Added me as the Wikipedia. Who did that? That's weird.
It is weird. I don't understand why my name would be on there. It doesn't make any sense.
Mm-hmm.
We got to add our names to the Orville Wikipedia page also. I've just decided.
Or have Sean do it when he's finished updating his own. Sean, you had something that you wanted to bring up on the show.
Yes, I did.
Okay.
Now, I wanted to tell a story of how cool Ben Shields really is.
Uh-oh.
Boring.
Yeah. Because me and Ben, we grew up just a block away from each other, and we were like best friends growing up. And Ben, I don't know if you told them the story, but like, because everybody, they hear you on the podcast, and you rip into Danny pretty well and make fun of how bad he smells and how gay he is and all that. And we all know it's true, but still, you guys are doing pretty good. And I'm sure everybody's thinking, well, maybe there's something that's like tormenting Ben, and he wasn't like this always. No, Ben was always a dick, and this is the story of when it all started, and it was in the third grade.
Oh, man, I'm excited.
Ben, yeah, I'll tell you this my version of the story, and then Ben can kind of elaborate on what exactly happened.
All right.
But we're sitting in Mrs. Forehand's class, and I'm sitting at the opposite end of the room as Ben is. And we're doing some assignment, and the teacher's up at the front board, and everybody's all quiet. And all of a sudden, a lady walks into the room, and it was all kind of weird, but she kind of, like, looks around the room. She notices somebody. Somebody points over in Ben's direction. She marches over there, and since I'm at the other end of the room, I can't really hear anything, but this lady kneels down by Ben, grabs him by the arm, and just starts like mumbling, and I can't hear what she's saying. And all that I could understand at the very end was she said, "Don't say that, because that is mean." and she stands up, and the teacher kind of walks her out the room, and I'm looking around. Everybody's confused as hell of what the hell just happened. And like Ben's just kind of sitting there, and I don't know if he's crying yet. He might have been crying later, but it was the most bizarre thing I've ever seen in my life. And finally the teacher comes back in, takes Ben, they go outside, and we're all just sitting there like, what the hell just happened? Do you remember this, Ben?
I vaguely remember this now that you're saying it.
I vaguely remember it.
I don't know, because I got yelled at by adults a lot.
So what happened?
Do you remember what happened completely?
Kind of. Well, the next... like either that night or the night after, I actually went and had dinner at Ben's house, and he was telling the story to his parents, and he's all I did was call her daughter a three-letter word. and I start feeling really uncomfortable, like, because, I mean, we used to cuss all the time when we were kids. You know how we were when we grew up. So I was scared he was going to say the word, and they were going to be like, oh my God, why did he say that? And I was like scared to death, but I guess he called some girl fat.
I was trying to figure out what a three-letter word was, by the way.
I know. I was scared to death, though, because he kept wording it. Like, all I called her was three letters. That's all I said. That's all I did. And he finally said, all I called her was fat. That's it. And, like, his parents was like, they were pretty understanding about it. But
well,
and,
she was fat. That's true, Ben.
I thought that was the craziest thing I've ever seen in my life, that some girl got hurt that bad that she went, told her mom, and her mom came to the school
and yelled at you,
grabbed Ben by his arm and yelled at him in front of class.
Oh my God.
Yeah, I don't know. People just couldn't take a joke back in the day. It's like, fucking lighten up.
Fatty?
I wonder what the joke was.
What did you tell? You don't remember who it was, what girl it was?
No, I can barely remember that.
Well, just try to remember who was fat in third grade.
Yeah. I think that was my problem when I was a little kid is the only thing I wanted to be, because I knew I couldn't be anything else, was funny. And that was the only thing that I could, like kind of do. You know what I mean? Like, I wanted to be good at sports, and I wasn't. I wanted to be tall, and I wasn't. I wanted to be tough, and I wasn't. But I could be a smartass to everybody. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
So,
yeah.
I had a real hard time of understanding that, you know what I mean? Like, I would be funny at any cost, even if it came at the expense of somebody else. And it's really hard for kids to understand that that's not cool. And I would do that shit to people's face just because I knew if somebody else would laugh, if it meant getting punched in the face or having a parent yell at me, it was still worth it. That's crazy. That's crazy that Sean remembers that.
Yeah, I remember tons of stuff. Ben, we were like best friends growing up, but you were only my friend because I had a hot sister.
And then she denied me, and I said, the friendship with Sean is over. No, like, growing up with Sean was like growing up next to the kid from Silver Spoons. Like, Sean had everything you could possibly want.
Minus the train, however.
I remember, though, like, when you'd go to Sean's house after school, do you remember that drawer that you guys had, that you'd open up the drawer and there would be regular-sized candy bars in that drawer?
That drawer still exists in that house, and it blew my mind a couple of years ago.
I know. I would open up that drawer, and it was like looking at gold bricks. Like, it would blow my mind.
We were able to have two prizes if we ate our dinner all gone.
All gone. Yeah. If we ate our dinner all gone.
One candy bar and two candy bars.
Yeah, it was crazy. Like, and I remember I'd go to your house and your mom would like make dinner and she would make pizza and I'd be like, frozen or delivery? She's like, no, I'm just making pizza. And I was like, what? Do you have a restaurant? Like, it just blew my mind that your mom would burn the calories of fucking making dinner. Like, in my family, it was we went somewhere or we reheated something. I was like, I don't understand. Like, how do you make it? She's like, I buy the ingredients. I'm like, what are ingredients? And your mom would like make a fucking pizza from scratch, like she was some Italian wizard. That just blew my mind. And then, like, she's like, now if you eat all your pizza, you can have a regular size candy bar.
And it was a prize. We called it prize.
I was like, holy shit, I wouldn't even get a regular size candy bar for Christmas. That's what you got for eating pizza that your mom homemade. I wanted to live at Sean's.
Oh my God.
And that could be, too, why to this day I like cats so much. Because you'd go to Sean's house and they had, like, 30 cats.
Yeah. We were big cat people. My mom, she's got a big heart. And then there would be a stray that would come around the house.
She couldn't turn it away.
Right. So she would leave food outside. Well, then that...
It would be homemade cat food. Cat, and then... Your mom had a recipe for it.
You say, what are the cats eating? What? I'm making cat food.
I'm like, is it Friskies or Whiskas?
I've got the low-grade meat right here.
You know what's funny? It's like I would go to Sean's house and just look at that candy drawer in amazement. But I think my cat went to Sean's house and looked at the cat food in amazement. It was like everybody in that neighborhood wanted to go to Sean's house. whether you were a cat or just a little fat Asian kid.
They've got full bags of Meow Mix.
Oh, God. Ben, let's call your mom and ask her if she taught you how to wipe.
My mom's probably sleeping.
What about your dad?
Do you want to? He would die. He wouldn't want to be on this.
Really?
He'd be really embarrassed.
What about your dad's bride, Gail?
Well, when I met her, I was like 12, so she better not have taught me.
She should taught you some new tricks.
No, I wasn't 12. I was younger than that.
First thing, she came into the house. All right, gather around, y'all. I know I don't know each other, but I got
there's
some
a new sheriff wiper in town.
I don't know what you freaks are used to, but things are going to change around here.
Oh, man.
Mm-hmm.